From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 27th, 2017. This week, we feature another mystery sound from an amphibian whose population details remain, in fact, mysterious, even to herpetologists, the scientists who study amphibians and reptiles. Have a listen for about 10 seconds and see if you can guess what's making this call. And here's a hint. To guess this name, combine a Virginia sunrise's direction, a playing card suit or garden tool, and what's in your shoe. If you guessed an eastern spadefoot, you're right. This animal, which some references consider a kind of frog, while others consider a kind of toad, is one of seven spadefoot species in North America, but the only one found east of the Mississippi River. It's 2 to 3 inches long, brownish with two yellow back stripes, and with vertically oriented pupils, in contrast to the more horizontal pupils of other frogs and toads. But a spadefoot's most characteristic features are hard, spade-like projections on the hind feet, with which the animal can burrow into sand or other loose soil in order to avoid dry conditions. In Virginia, from early March through spring, eastern spadefoots typically emerge in large numbers after heavy rains to breed in seasonal wetlands, flooded fields, or other temporarily wet areas. They are mostly known in the coastal plain, but much remains unknown about this species' distribution and habits in the Commonwealth. That's why scientists Jason Gibson at Patrick Henry Community College in Martinsville and Travis Anthony at J. Sargent Reynolds Community College in Richmond are leading a project in 2017 to learn more about the eastern spadefoot in Virginia. Collaborating with the Virginia Herpetological Society and the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, they're inviting other Virginians to participate, too, by watching and listening for this secretive creature, and by submitting information on any encounters. To learn more about the project, or to submit spadefoot observations, email jdgibson@patrickhenry.edu or tanthony@reynolds.edu. Thanks to the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries and to Lang Elliott's Nature Sound Studio for permission to use the eastern spadefoot sounds. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.